AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republican opposition is strong to a plan by Democrats to keep Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion, intact.
This isn't the Woman's Health Protection Act. It's the Abortion on Demand Act, without restrictions, without limitations. It promotes abortion at a scale far beyond Roe versus Wade.
John Cornyn and Republicans are expected to block the effort after the leak that the Supreme Court may be about to overturn Roe versus Wade. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar says there is a fundamental question here.
Are women equal citizens under the law? If Roe is overturned, women in this country will receive different treatment under the law than men, and our access to critical care will be at the mercy of a patchwork of laws.
A New York judge says he's close to releasing Donald Trump from a contempt finding, but only if the former president meets certain conditions, including paying $110,000 in fines accrued for failing to turn over documents in a state civil investigation. A state judge ruled a congressional map approved by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and drawn by his staff is unconstitutional because it breaks up a district where black voters can choose their representatives. The government says inflation eased slightly last month, remaining near a four-decade high. Consumer prices jumped more than 8%. A passenger in a small plane off Florida's Atlantic coast used a cockpit radio to make an urgent plea for help after he realized the pilot was too sick to handle the controls.
Number 311 Delta, while you're making that call, just remain on this frequency and we're going to continue to try to get you some more help. Is the pilot unconscious?
An air traffic controller took over at that point, talking the passenger down to a safe landing in Florida. This is AP News. Members of the Ukrainian military, still in a steel plant in Mariupol, have suffered heavy casualties and are low on supplies. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The plant's been one of the last holdouts of Ukrainian fighters, including those who are part of the Azov regiment, according to a video filmed by Ilya Samolenko, a lieutenant with Ukraine's army, and aired by UK broadcaster Sky. The end could be in sight.
We're taking heavy casualties. We're taking losses. Every day might be our last. We have extremely limited resources that are very short as for now. And the result of this might be our imminent death or capturing by the enemy, which is also means death for us.
The Azov Regiment of the Ukrainian National Guard is a seasoned volunteer force that's widely considered one of Ukraine's most capable units. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.